USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Getting to the truth, President Trump ordering a review looking into whether federal agents infiltrated or surveilled his 2016 presidential campaign for political purposes. Trump on Twitter saying he wants to know if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration.
The president is absolutely within his rights to tweet about this.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, a guest on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News.
Those who want to investigate Russia collusion, which the president said is a witch hunt, there's no evidence of it, we're into year two of this. You can't then say, oh, we can never talk about the Hillary campaign again and what happened there.
It could all be over by September. President Trump's attorney, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, says Robert Mueller may end his Russia investigation by September 1st, depending on whether President Trump will sit down for an interview over the summer, possibly in July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer, it comes out like new? Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
In Texas, the mother of one of the 9 students killed in Friday's school shooting believes her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, targeted by the gunman as she refused to go out with him. Sadie Rodriguez says her daughter made it perfectly clear she was not interested in him.
Finally, she stood up to him and embarrassed him, you know, in class, you know, because she felt she had to.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the trade war between the United States and China on hold.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin says the U.S. hopes to reduce the trade deficit with China by $200 billion by the year 2020.
35% to 40% increases in agriculture this year alone, in energy, doubling the energy purchases. You could see $50-60 billion a year of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years.
Mnuchin, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
We have specific targets. I'm not going to publicly disclose what they are. They go industry by industry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of America's best-known coffee chains says you're now welcome to visit and even use their bathrooms, even if you're not making a purchase. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Starbucks issuing the policy change on Saturday after it received a public backlash when 2 black men were arrested at one of its Philadelphia stores after they did not immediately buy something and told workers they were there waiting for someone to meet them. The April 12th arrest sparking a firestorm over racial profiling. Starbucks telling workers in the memo issued Saturday to consider anyone who walks into the stores as a customer, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Some paying customers outside some Starbucks after the policy change was announced on Saturday told reporters they don't think it's such a good idea and could discourage them from patronizing Starbucks in the future. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And who will be the next American Idol? It's down to 3 finalists who will perform hit songs from Johnny Cash, Fleetwood Mac, and Journey tonight during part 1 of the season finale. Part 2 Monday night, after the nationwide vote, Ryan Seacrest will announce the winner.
Welcome back. This is it, the finale. It is American Idol. Here they are.
Now, as for the top 3, they're from all across the country. Caleb Lee Hutchinson from Dallas, Georgia. Maddie Pope lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Gabby Barrett, born in Clarksville, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.